Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
The Warriors are on the floor in their home white uniforms. Pachulia, Green, Curry, Thompson, and Durant. The Raptors in the second of six on the road. A week and a half trip for them in their road reds. DeRozan along with Norm Powell, Pascal Siakam, Lowry, and Ibaka. Ibaka and Pachulia to tip. Kevin Cutler, the official who throws it up. The Raptors win it, and they will move left to right with the basketball to start. It is Norm Powell with it on the left arc, guarded by Kevin Durant. He dribbles towards the top, trying to get it to DeRozan. It's Draymond Green with a defensive assignment. DeRozan waving for a screen from Ibaka, goes away from it. Behind his back to Ibaka, top of the key. Thompson closes out. Ibaka inside, fouled, shot won't go. Draymond Green meeting along with Klay, and the foul is on Klay Thompson. Steve Kerr won't like that. They spent the entire film session today talking about the fact that they commit a ton of fouls. In fact, the Warriors are allowing opponents to shoot 27 free throws per game. That is 23rd worst in the NBA. So that's the first on Klay, the first on the Warriors. And Serge Ibaka will go to the line. He's 3 of 4 this season from the stripe. The tall right-hander flicks the first up and good. And he's got the first points of the game. Dwayne Casey on the Raptors side in his seventh season, the head coach, the longest tenured Raptor coach ever, a franchise record 4 straight postseason appearances for Toronto. They were swept out of the Eastern semis last year by the Cavaliers. The second free throw on the way, and that rattles in. Ibaka gets them both, and he has 2 points. So Durant will jog it up from the Warriors right to left. As a slight fog from the pyrotechnics still hangs over the floor here at Oracle Arena. Now Draymond Green on the left arc, holding the ball off his right hip. Tries to throw a backdoor. It nearly got away, but it goes over onto the right flank to Durant. Durant driving, gets inside. Right-hand floater spins around and down over Ibaka, and the Warriors are on the board. Durant with his first points, 2-2. Here's Lowry at the top, attacking Curry. Gets inside, kicks out. Ibaka left all alone straight away. Missed the three, wide right, missed the rim, hit the side of the backboard, and ricocheted right to Kevin Durant. Warriors have it. Curry with his first touch on the left arc, guarded by Siakam on the switch. Now to Durant at the top, screen and roll. Zaza is fouled. That's on Norm Powell. That's his first foul, and it's the first on the Toronto Raptors. We mentioned Kevin Cutler, along with Kane Fitzgerald and Mike Lindsay are officials tonight. Durant will trigger it in from the side into Klay Thompson, rolling around from the right side of the lane. He misses a 13-footer. Weak side rebound, Ibaka. Here comes Lowry left to right, attacking to the right block. Had it ripped away by Zaza Pachulia. Warriors pushing. Curry up ahead to Draymond. Little scoop pass to Durant. Quick catch and shoot. Right arc three, too short from Curry. A loose ball chased out by Zaza, but it goes off of Durant out of bounds. It was Lowry and Pachulia near midcourt chasing after that long rebound, and it's back to the Raptors. 2-2, nearly a minute and a half into the first quarter. Lowry directing traffic, Now gives it up to DeMar DeRozan. Klay Thompson guarding him. 16 on the shot clock. Siakam at the top. No one there on the back door, so he gives to Ibaka at the top of the key. Now here's Norm Powell guarded by Draymond Green. Siakam goes baseline. Spins inside. Cut off. Free throw line. Ibaka kicks over Lowry. Left arc. Baseline. Stumbles. Fouled by Curry. He thought there was a travel, but it's the first foul on Steph Curry, and that is the Warriors' second team foul. Not even 2 minutes into the game. So 14 on the shot clock for the Raptors. They'll inbound from the sideline in front of their bench. It'll be DeRozan to bring it in with Klay sagging off. It's Lowry at the top. Curry tries to go around, cut on a screen. Screen and roll. Siakam, nice catch, and he lays it high off the window. First points for him, and it's 4-2 Raptors. Zaza Pachulia with it for the Warriors at the elbow. Right in his grill is Ibaka, so he gives it up to Curry. Now onto the right wing to Draymond Green. Facing up DeRozan. Nice cut. Klay Thompson blocked at the rim by Ibaka. Knocked that one off the backboard. Here comes DeRozan to the trailer. Lowry. One dribble. Moves left. Fires a three, and he's fouled on the three-pointer by Zaza Pachulia, who came in underneath the landing zone of Lowry. That is most certainly a foul. It's now the third team foul on the Warriors. And so far, the message did not get through. And three free throws coming for Kyle Lowry, who is 4 of 5 so far this season. The first from Lowry is up and good. Steve Kerr harped on it in the pregame. They've got to be better. Toronto takes a ton of free throws, sixth most in the league. They attempt 30 per game. Here's the second free throw coming from Lowry. Just from his tippy toes, he puts that in. 2 of 2, one more still, 6-2. Toronto leading. This is good for Kyle Lowry from his perspective. He struggled shooting the ball, scored just 8 points in 35 minutes in the loss to San Antonio on Monday night, but he makes all three free throws. 5 of the 7 points for Toronto have come at the line. Warriors have committed now nearly 100 fouls through the first four games. Here's Draymond Green, a three from the right arc, and Green puts it in. It's a 7-5 deficit. That feels good for Draymond. That's his fifth three of the year. Ibaka comes back, and he cans a 16-foot jumper straight away. And a whistle underneath. The ball got away from Draymond Green to inbound it. 5 points now for Ibaka, 9-5. Toronto leading, 9 minutes and 15 seconds remaining first quarter. Pachulia on the post-op, spins baseline, reverse layup is good. Pachulia passed Ibaka with his first points, and the Warriors are within two. Kyle Lowry dribbling around a double screen, curls to the top, picked up by Draymond Green. Back to Lowry, whips it over to DeMar DeRozan, Curry on him. Into the corner, Norm Powell, make that Siakam now, over to Powell in the corner. He goes baseline, a two-handed dunk. He went right by Kevin Durant for the slam. He's on the board now, and it's 11-7 Toronto. DeMar DeRozan in the backcourt goes for the steal, knocks it out of bounds with 17 on the shot clock. 8 minutes and 44 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Toronto has led so far in the early going. Here's a backdoor alley-oop. Kevin Durant with the throwdown from Curry, and the Warriors are now within two. Curry threw that ball from 30 feet away. Here's DeRozan, doubled by Curry and Pachulia. Gives it up top. DeRozan crosses over, guarded by Green, whips over into the corner. Norm Powell now dribbling out towards the arc. DeRozan around a screen. 4 on the shot clock. Right in his grill, Draymond nearly took it away. Siakam nearly banks in a three-pointer. Did not hit the rim. Shot clock violation. Draymond Green strutting up the floor. Second turnover for Toronto. And the Warriors can tie or take the lead. Curry will dribble up around a Draymond Green screen. Gives over to the right flank corner to Kevin Durant. Back to Curry on the right arc. Up top, Draymond Green. Dribble. Gives to Curry around a screen. Baseline. Under the basket. Flips it up. And he missed the shot, but it'll go to the free throw line to shoot free throws. It's the second foul on Norm Powell. And Steph is going to go to his happy place so far this year. 39 of 39 from the stripe. He's made 41 free throws in a row going back to last season. He takes a deep breath. He attempted 10-plus in each of the last three games, and he makes the first. Make it 40 of 40 this year. The Santa Cruz Warriors tip off their sixth season in Surf City on Saturday. November 4th, all fans in attendance receive an opening night t-shirt courtesy of Kaiser Permanente. Tickets start at only $22. Get your tickets now at santacruzbasketball.com. That is a great atmosphere there. Second free throw up and good. Curry is 41 of 41 on this season. He's made 43 in a row. DeLon Wright has checked in for Norm Powell, who sits with two fouls. And the Warriors have tied the game at 11. Under 8 minutes remain here in the first. Lowry stepping through, and he is fouled. It looked like he just tripped and was traveling on his fall to the floor. That foul is on Kevin Durant, and that's his first. Steve Kerr, hands on hip, staring at the replay, doesn't seem to have much of a reaction. And Lowry will inbound it from the side with 14 on the shot clock for Toronto. Comes into DeRozan, guarded by KD. Now he gives it to the corner. Ibaka, a three, and he swishes it with Draymond Green right there in his jersey. Serge Ibaka with a great start. He has 8 points. Here's Zaza Pachulia underneath, blocked by Ibaka, and the Raptors come away with it. DeRozan moving up the floor, kicks over to the corner. Lowry a three, no. Pachulia the rebound underneath. Up ahead to Draymond Green, a high dribble across the midline, right to left. Driving pass and getting fouled, DeLon Wright. That's a tough matchup for him, and so Draymond Green is going to go to the free throw line for the first time in this game. Draymond this season is 6 of 7 at the stripe. Makes the first. Green, a deep breath as he dribbles the ball once and twice. Punched over, flips it up and through. Gets both. So Draymond with 5 now, and the Warriors are within 1. It's Toronto 14, the Warriors 13. 7 minutes, 10 seconds to go in the first. Here's DeMar DeRozan dribbling at the top, and a whistle away from the ball. An illegal screen on Pascal Siakam. That's his first foul. Third turnover now for Toronto. And so the Warriors can take the lead here. 7:08 remaining in the first. It's going to be Draymond to bring it up. Pointing for a screen, pointing to Clay. Post Clay up on the left arc, has it poked by Lowry. So Clay gets it back, tries to whip a pass. Lowry in the passing lane took it away. Lowry, pass Curry, underneath, reverse, no. DeRozan the rebound, and they'll set up the offense. Here's Siakam on the left arc, guarded by Clay. Up top, DeRozan, Zaza on him. 10 on the shot clock. DeRozan between his legs. Crossover. Pump fake. Kick out. Ibaka. 24-foot three-pointer. No. Too short. Pachulia the rebound. Baseball pass up ahead by Draymond Green. And it's intercepted. It's DeRozan coming back for the Raptors. Attacking the basket. Steps inside. Finger roll is good. His first field goal. And the Raptors lead 16-13. Steve Kerr takes a timeout. With 6 minutes and 29 seconds remaining in the first, the Warriors down by 3. We step aside on the Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop. Back at Oracle Arena, Guy Haberman in for Tim Roy. Warriors with the ball right out of the timeout. Draymond Green inbounded, got the ball back in charge right down the middle of the lane, parting like the Red Seas, and he laid it in. And the Warriors are within 1. It's 16-15. Draymond Green has 7 points. Toronto leading, just over 6 minutes remaining here in the first quarter. Pascal Siakam attacking on Zaza. Pachulia misses the shot. Pachulia the rebound. Ahead to Steph Curry. Now here's Klay Thompson. Right arc, a three! And he buries it! And the Warriors have the lead. That's how you lead the NBA in fast break points. Klay Thompson's first field goal. That's $3,000 right there for Wildfire Relief. And the Warriors up by 2, 18-16. 5:40 to go in the first. Here's Ibaka, right arc, a three of his own. No, and Klay Thompson the rebound. Jersey flapping out the back as Klay brings it across the midline, right to left. Holds it over his head, gives the Draymond Green left arc. He gives it back to Klay Thompson at the top. Now over to Kevin Durant, right elbow extended. Mismatch with Lowry on him. Passes that up to give to Curry left arc. Dribbles in the lane, right to the basket. Double clutch, and he banks it in. And the Warriors are in front by 4. Beautiful play by Curry, who's attacked the basket tonight. His second, his first field goal make that. He has 4 points. Here's Ibaka on the other end. Lost it, got it back. Turnaround jumper and he puts it in. The Raps back within two, 20-18, under 2 minutes, under 5 minutes make that here in the first quarter. Zaza Pachulia, a lot of contact as he was posting up. He got fouled. Lowry ended up on his back. He seems to be in some pain. Was it Lowry or Ibaka that committed the foul? It was Ibaka. And for Serge, the ninth-year man, that's his first. And Zaza Pachulia was bringing his arms up, so he is at the free throw line.
I'm ready with Casey.
And he is preparing to shoot two as Lowry is still hunched over, holding his nether regions. Pachulia takes a deep breath. Dribbles. And that's his first miss of the year. Here's the Raps head coach, Dwayne Casey, on keeping up with the Warriors.
Again, you got to be able to score. They're a very good defensive, underrated defensive team with their switching. So you got to be able to score and keep up with their scoring and not get dejected and not let their ability to make shots drain you. Your energy level, your emotions, your belief system.
Meanwhile, Zaza Pachulia makes one of two, gets the second. Warriors in front, 21-18. Andre Iguodala has checked in for the first time here at the 450 mark with Kevin Durant sitting down. Here's OG Anunoby into the game for the Raptors and missing the shot. And then Draymond's outlet pass is intercepted. Anunoby getting inside, then out of control, throws it back out, and Pachulia nearly steals it. He knocked it out of bounds. The Raptors will have it in their own corner with 18 seconds on the shot clock. And a big hand for the high-flying Jordan Bell, who checks in for the first time. Pachulia sits down, and now Patrick McCaw off of the bench, and Klay Thompson gets a rest. So it's McCaw along with Iguodala, Bell, Curry, and Green. On defense right now, the Raptors have it. DeRozan with it at the top, guarded by Iguodala. 14 on the shot clock, down low underneath. Ibaka deep position, turn around, right hook over Bell. Ibaka with 9 points, and the Raptors are within one. It's 21-20. Draymond Green on the low block, handoff to a cutting McCaw. A left-handed layup is good, and the Warriors in front by three. Patrick McCaw off the bench and into the scoring. 4 minutes and 9 seconds remaining here in the first. DeRozan whips a pass to the corner. Anunoby driving inside. Spins in the lane. He traveled with the ball. Good defense by Bell. Fourth turnover for the Toronto Raptors. The Raptors have attempted half of their shots from beyond the arc. We mentioned they're doing that a lot this year, shooting 37 per game, third most in the league, but they're only making them at a barely above 30% clip. Here's Curry, crossover, step back three, back rim, no, rebound loose, knocked out, Iguodala tracks it down at the midline, and the Warriors will have it. Another possession, under 20 on the shot clock. Iguodala gives to Draymond Green, over to the corner, Curry checks his feet, cuts it loose, misses it off the front rim. Here comes DeLon Wright racing up the floor. Nicely broken up Iguodala. They go to the ground with it. Wright gets it back, and the Raptors maintain the possession. Curry 0 of 3 right now from beyond the arc. DeRozan whips it over to Lowry. Jump stop into the lane. Kick out. DeLon Wright, 5 on the shot clock. Elbow gives to Lowry. Catch and shoot. High arcing 3. Weak side rebound off the miss. Draymond Green. 1 of 8 from beyond the arc for the Raptors. Green behind his back. Steps inside. Attacks. Throws it up. Misses. Bell the rebound. Blocked from behind. But Lowry was on the out-of-bounds line, and so the Warriors will get the ball. Serge Ibaka with his third block already of this game. 3 minutes and 4 seconds remaining here in the first. The Warriors 23, the Raptors 20. CJ Miles, the newly signed sharpshooter, has checked in, wearing number 0 for the Raptors. 12 on the shot clock as Bell gets it in under the basket. Here's Curry now directing traffic, holding the ball off his right hip from his tiptoes, crossing over. Miles on him, step back, 16-footer, fading! And that one rolls around and goes down for Steph, and the Warriors lead by 5, 25-20. 2 minutes and 45 seconds remaining here in the first, and we're under the 3-minute mark, so Dwayne Casey is going to take a timeout and will do the same. 2:45 remaining first quarter. It's the Warriors 25 and the Raptors 20. You're listening to the Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop.
The home of the authentic Warriors fan is NBC Sports Bay Area. The most popular team in the world plays right here in our own backyard. There's no reason to miss even a second of the action on your TV or streaming live on any device. Fitz and JB are on the call. Papa, Zane, and Kalena bring you the pre- and post-game coverage. And Insider Monty Poole gets you the info you need with podcasts and on NBCSportsBayArea.com. And for complete coverage, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. The home of the authentic Warriors fan is NBC Sports Bay Area.
What's better than Mountain Mike's Pizza? How about all-you-can-eat pizza and salad lunch buffet for under 10 bucks? Stop by today from 11 to 2 and try our hot and fresh pizzas, like our classic zesty pepperoni made with fresh dough and real mozzarella cheese. Plus, enjoy all-you-can-eat salad bar with freshly cut vegetables, greens, and pasta salads to choose from for under 10 bucks at Mountain Mike's Pizza. For the location nearest you, visit mountainmikes.com. Mountain Mike's Pizza, proud partner of the Golden State Warriors. Weekdays only, plus tax. Excludes drink at participating locations.
Stanford Medicine doctors can now use 3D mapping to plan surgeries for sleep apnea patients. If we can do that, imagine what we can do for sinus infections, even allergies. And if we can analyze a cancer's DNA to personalize a patient's treatment, imagine what we can do for the conditions that affect us all. We're working to bring medical innovations to everyone, no matter what state of health you're in. Imagine what Stanford Healthcare can do for you.
How you doing there? Beautiful car, isn't she?
Yeah, what's the price?
Yeah, 93 late nights at the office. Well, plus tax, of course.
93 late nights? Oh, my budget's more like 78.
Oh, let me talk to the boss, see what I can do.
While other insurance companies just see a car, we see something you've worked really hard for. So why not give it the protection it deserves?
Well, now, he's never done this before, but he says I could do 90 late nights and some free air fresheners.
Deal.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
Mancini Sleep World wants you to enjoy huge savings and a great night's sleep. This is Randy Mancini inviting you to our tax-free mattress sale. Rest easy with huge savings on top brand quality mattresses. Your choice of comfort for less. Let our experienced sleep specialists help you find the perfect mattress at the perfect price. And only at Mancini's can you still enjoy free white glove delivery, free setup, and free mattress removal. Hurry into one of our 33 stores for details on this limited offer. Mancini Sleep World. Visit sleepworld.com and start sleeping better tonight.
I'm Clay Thompson. This is the Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop.
Back at the Cyber Policy broadcast booth at Oracle Arena, Guy Haberman in for Tim Roy, and the Warriors on defense with 2 minutes and 40 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. Raptors with the basketball. Warriors lead by 5. Jordan Bell fouls DeMar DeRozan on the jump shot. He made the bucket, and so DeRozan is going to go to the line. He has 4 points, and now we'll try to make it a three-point play. We pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Warriors Radio Network.
Your new home for Golden State Warriors basketball. KGFC-FM HD1 San Francisco. KUFX HD2 San Jose. 95.7 The Game.
DeRozan misses the free throw, but Jakob Poeltl just into the game gets the rebound, and so the Raptors with a fresh shot clock. It's DeRozan with the ball in the corner, guarded by Jordan Bell, between his legs, jump pass up to the top, DeLon Wright, defender in the air, Wright attacks the basket, throws it up. What a tip out by Draymond Green. It's 2-on-1, and Bell has it knocked away. He was trying to get it to McCaw, and C.J. Miles broke it up. Warriors 25, Raptors 22. Raptors with the basketball in the half court. Just over 2 minutes remaining in the first quarter. DeRozan with Iguodala on him. Around a Poeltl screen. Bell now guarding. Into the corner to Anaboji. Now back to DeRozan. Steps inside. 16-foot elbow J. No. Poeltl with his second offensive rebound. Long shot. C.J. Miles straight away. Maybe he thought the shot clock was going to expire, but he missed it. Here's Curry. Taps it out. Fast break. Throws it up. Misses the shot. And C.J. Miles the rebound. Here come the Raptors the other way with numbers as Curry is recovering back. It's a 5-on-4. Underneath Poeltl. Open. Lays it up. Beat Bell to the basket. Jakob Poeltl on the board. And the Raptors are within one. It's 25-24 Warriors. A minute 30 remaining in the first. Green, Bell, McCaw, Iguodala, and Curry on the floor. Backdoor lob. Bell one-handed. He rises up and he throws it down. The assist to Iguodala. He didn't need the backboard for that, and the Warriors are up by 3, 27-24. DeRozan with it for the Raptors, spinning in. McCaw defending well, and DeRozan throws it away. Bell had it for a moment, knocked away by Poeltl, and the Warriors will keep the basketball. 63 seconds remaining in the quarter. That's the sixth turnover for the Raptors. Curry will bring it up. Around a bell screen at the top, guarded by DeLon Wright. Jab step for Steph. Now a crossover. Kicks out Draymond Green. A deep three-pointer. Missed everything. Airballed, and it goes out of bounds with 50 seconds remaining in the quarter. Steph Curry's going to bend over and tie his shoe as Fred VanVleet will make his first appearance for the Toronto Raptors. DeMar DeRozan will take a seat. VanVleet, a 6-foot second-year man out of Wichita State. So DeLon Wright will jog it up along with Pirtle. A 2-for-1 opportunity here for the Raptors. 9 seconds on the shot clock as Wright comes around a Pirtle screen and then has it knocked away. Great hands. It was Jordan Bell who got a fingertip on it and knocked it out of bounds under the basket. 32 seconds in the quarter. 6 seconds on the shot clock. Warriors leading 27-24. DeLon Wright to inbound. Steph Curry guarding him along the baseline. Wright looking, 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 and he finally gets it into Pirtle at the top. Hand off C.J. Miles around a screen. McCaw and Bell double teaming. Underneath the Pirtle. Puts it up. He beats the shot clock, and he banks it in. And the Raptors are within one, 27-26. 2 second game clock and shot clock differential. So the Warriors do have to shoot here before the first quarter expires. Trying to extend what is right now a 1-point lead. Andre Iguodala dribbling at the logo. Gets a screen from McCaw. Now gives to Curry. Catch and shoot. 3-pointer falling down. No! Draymond Green skying for the two-handed putback. And the Warriors lead by 3. Here comes DeLon Wright pushing the other way. A flail at the buzzer won't go. And with an exclamation point, Draymond Green a 9-point first quarter. And the Warriors lead the Raptors 29-26 on the Warriors Radio Network presented by Wingstop. Back at Oracle Arena, the Cyber Policy broadcast booth. In for Tim Roy tonight, I'm Guy Haberman. The Warriors, they're getting a 3-game homestand, leading the Raptors 29-26. For this second quarter, we're going to see David West and Sean Livingston for the first time on the floor, along with Andre Iguodala, Kevin Durant, and Klay Thompson. For the Raptors, it's DeLon Wright, along with Serge Ibaka, Jakob Poeltl, Fred VanVleet, and OG Anunoby. The Warriors with the basketball to start on the left side of the floor, underneath the West, backing up on Pirtle into the lane. Big left-handed dribble, but he misses the hook, and Pirtle with the rebound. DeLon Wright, Pirtle's fellow Utah alum, will dribble it up left to right for the Toronto Raptors, who led for a good portion of the early part of the first quarter. The Warriors controlled the second part of the quarter. C.J. Miles off a screen, a 3-pointer off the mark. And Kevin Durant with the rebound. Here comes KD. He steps into a right arc three, too strong. And Pirtle with the rebound. Warriors now just 2 of 8 from beyond the arc. The Raptors even worse, 1 for 11. Miles undaunted. He tries another, and he swishes it. That's why they paid him $25 million to come over from the Indiana Pacers. And we're tied at 29. Sean Livingston at the logo, dribbling with a right hand, gives to the right arc. KD now to Klay, gets away from VanVleet. What a mismatch that was, but Klay was short from baseline, 12 feet away. Fred VanVleet dribbling up, gives to C.J. Miles, attacking the basket, underneath, fouled by David West. That's the first foul on West. And it's the first team foul here in the second quarter. The Warriors picked up 3 fouls quickly in the first and then settled down. C.J. Miles awaiting as Kevin Durant walking back and forth across the lane. Miles 4 of 4 from the stripe, and he makes the first. He had 13 points off the bench against San Antonio in the loss on Monday. He had a very familiar debut. Exactly like Nick Young, C.J. Miles made his new team debut off the bench, 6 of 7 shooting the 3-ball, just as Nick did here against the Rockets. He makes the second free throw. And so he has now 2 points. And the Raptors are back in front, 31-29. Klay Thompson, who has hit a 3-pointer, holding it on the left wing. VanVleet trying to guard him. Klay goes right by him, and the ball's knocked out of bounds by DeLon Wright. Klay was trying to get it underneath the basket to Sean Livingston. 12 seconds on the shot clock for the Warriors, a minute and a half into the second quarter. Livingston looking to bring it in. Around a double screen comes Clay. He gets the ball. Catch and shoot. Left wing. Three. Swish. His second three of the game. And he has 6 points. And that's now $6,000. The wildfire relief from Clay. $1,000 for every point this game and the next two Clay has pledged. Warriors up 32-31. Van Vliet hesitate, dribble underneath. Now gets it over to C.J. Miles. He's going to trigger a three with Kevin Durant right in his jersey, and he missed it short. Klay Thompson with the rebound across the timeline, right to left, weaving his way top of the key. Stutter step, gets inside, miscommunication with David West, and Klay threw it away. West was charging towards the basket. Klay thought he was going to pop, and the ball ended up at the scorer's table. Fifth turnover for the Warriors. Under 10 minutes remaining here in the first. And the Warriors still in front, 32-31. Van Vliet around a screen, Livingston guarding him. Now David West has him on a switch, right arc. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Van Vliet has it knocked away. David West got his hand in. Over to Klay Thompson, step through, dump off. West with the reward, a two-handed power slam. And the Warriors are in front, 34-31. First basket for David West tonight. 9.5 remaining here in the second quarter. Van Vliet around a screen and a roll to Pirtle. He dunked it, but a foul on the floor. The shot will not count. It's on Andre Iguodala. For Iguodala, that's his first foul. It's the second team foul for the Warriors. Van Vliet will get it in. 15 on the shot clock for Toronto in the half court. DeLon Wright guarded by West. Picked up his dribble. Now it's C.J. Miles up top to Van Vliet at the logo. Sean Livingston guarding him. Looking for a screen from Pirtle. Gets to the top of the key. Pushing off. Kick out. DeLon Wright. Long three. Missed everything. And a shot clock violation. It fell into the hands of O.G. Anunoby. It's the second shot clock violation for the Raptors in this game. So the Warriors get it back. With 9:11 to go here in the first. Norm Powell trying to check in, but he'll have to wait. Warriors 34, Raptors 31. Sean Livingston will bring it across, give to the top of the key to David West. Now beyond the left arc, it's Klay Thompson with a right-hand dribble. Picks it up, gives to Durant. Got hit in the face, did his defender, DeLon Wright, who now recovers. Durant backing him down. Low block turnaround jumper is good for KD. Kevin Durant with 6 points, and the Warriors in front by five. And now DeLon Wright, I think, is bleeding. He got hit with an elbow, perhaps. That's what Dwayne Casey is saying. So officials timeout. They'll have to handle that. The Warriors on a 7-0 run makes it 36-31. The Raptors will have 21 seconds on the shot clock. Dub Nation, check out tonight's item of the game, a Western Conference Finals champion snapback hat for only $10. While supplies last, this exclusive offer is a savings of up to $30 off the regular price. Don't wait. Get your item of the game tonight at Warriors.com. I'm Guy Haberman in for Tim Roy this evening, reminding you this is the first of a three-game in five-night stretch here at home for the Warriors. And as they come back onto the floor, Kirk Lake of the assistant GM is going to join us here in the Cyber Policy broadcast booth. Kirk, welcome. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
This feels like this season hasn't quite started here at home yet. It's good to have the team back.
Yeah, well, it's a little early, isn't it?
Is it?
Normally October 31st or so.
Welcome back from China, Kirk.
Thanks.
So the Raptors with it. Their one visit here. And the Warriors are leading by 5 points. Norm Powell back into the game. Here's C.J. Miles around another screen. He'll fire a three, and he makes another three. C.J. Miles now with 8 points. His second three. That's what he's here to do. Warriors lead 36-34. Just 8.5 remaining here in the second. Klay Thompson with Van Vliet on him. Klay around a screen. Shoots from 16 and hits. He's got 8. What about what Klay's doing, Kirk? Donating 1,000 for every bucket.
I think it's amazing. It shows the progression that he's had in his career. He's really become an amazing person.
1,000 for every point. So that's $8,000 in this game for Klay already. Here's Norm Powell attacking on David West. Underneath, nowhere to go. Throws it up to C.J. Miles. 9 on the shot clock. Miles has scored the last 8 points for Toronto. This time it's Powell. He'll try a three. Misses. Pirtle, the offensive board, out-muscling Sean Livingston. And he puts it in. Pirtle with 6 points. and it's 38-36. Warriors. Livingston races right back up the floor. Gives to Iguodala. Back to Livingston. Right arc. Holding off his left hip. 13 on the clock. Free throw line extended to West. Underneath. Nice pass. Klay Thompson too tall for Fred VanVleet. And Klay puts it in. He's leading the Warriors with 10 points. What a height differential there. 6'7 to 6 feet. VanVleet guarded by Iguodala. Gives up top to Norm Powell. Both Lowry and DeRozan are resting. A whistle away from the ball. That foul is on Powell. That's his third, an offensive foul. What do you think so far tonight?
I think we're starting to slowly get things together. Early season, but I think guys are starting to gel. That road trip was actually probably good for us.
Now back home for three. The exclamation point on that road trip, of course, the win in Dallas in the Jordan Bell dunk, which we've all talked plenty about the last 3 days. 4-point lead for the Warriors. Just over 7 minutes remaining here in the first quarter. Kirk Lacob here with us in the booth. Backdoor West to Iguodala. What has it meant to you buying the pick to get Jordan Bell to see his early season success?
It's been terrific. I think he's proven that he's ready for prime time, and that's exactly what you're hoping to get with a pick like that.
Warriors with the turnover, and it leads to C.J. Miles with a turnaround bank. He's into double figures off the bench. He has 10 points. Remember, he had 13 off the bench Monday night in San Antonio. Warriors 40, Raptors 38. Here's KD. He'll try a 3-2 short. West with the tap, but it comes away to the Raptors. Norm Powell racing up the middle of the floor. Kick out. C.J. Miles feeling. Misses. Put back attempt by Anunoby. Misses again. Powell thought about it. Anunoby now. Right wing three-pointer. They will not stop shooting threes. That is the 18th attempt. The Raptors have made four, but they've been undaunted by the misses, and they now lead by one. 41-40. And Steve Kerr has taken his second timeout. We'll keep it here. Kirk Lacob joining us. But just to finish the thought on Jordan Bell, what was your thought as he threw it off the backboard?
I thought that guy has some cojones. And you got to love the passion he plays the game with. I think it's exciting. You know, as a young guy, sometimes you got to go talk to the coach after that one. But I love the way he plays the game, and I think regardless of what happened, he earned some respect from the vets there.
What do you think about the fact that it seems as though Kevin Durant and Draymond Green have tried to take Jordan Bell under their wing?
I think it's terrific. It's exactly what you want to see. It shows the respect they have for him and his game, and hopefully he's ready for it. And I think he is. He's got to listen, but he's also going up against two guys who are gonna give it to him pretty hard, and he's got to be himself, and he's got to continue to grow and learn and want to work hard every day, because I think he wants to be one of those guys. He wants to be that caliber player.
I know you've been very involved with the G League team in your tenure as well with the organization. Steve Kerr had some great things to say, and obviously we haven't got a chance to see him yet, but Quinn Cook, who's going to go down as well. Damon Jones is going to get some opportunity there. Steve Kerr said today that he told Damon Jones that Aaron Rodgers had to wait his turn too. But we're seeing tonight Tony Parker playing in the G League. This is what baseball has done for years. Where do you see it going with the NBA, and do you think we'll see more stars on rehabs?
I think it's terrific. I think it's a watershed moment in the G League, in our minor league system. It's something we've been looking forward to for years. Yeah, I think it's, we should see more people rehabbing. You don't want to test out something coming back from an injury and go straight into game time and possibly re-injure something or be on a minutes limit. This is a phenomenal opportunity, and look, the Spurs are always trendsetters in this sort of area, so I'm happy to see that they're doing it. But we're really excited about our guys who are going to have a chance. Quinn Cook is a guy we've been chasing for 2 years and finally convinced him to come join us. And Damian, it's another opportunity. He made great strides last year with Santa Cruz, and we're hoping for some more this year.
You just had the draft, the G League draft. How closely have you been keeping an eye on the way that roster's coming together?
I keep a pretty close eye, although, to be honest, I'm not allowed in the draft room anymore. I've passed the reins of the team along, and I think it's important that those guys feel like they have ownership of the situation, because just like our players are down there to learn, so is the staff. And sometimes if you're there and you have a background and success in that area, everyone keeps looking to you for a decision. It's not my turn to make a decision. It's their turn. So giving them that autonomy has been huge.
Warriors trailing the Raptors 41-40 with 6 minutes and 15 seconds remaining here in the second quarter. Kirk Lacob joining us here in the booth, and a foul away from the ball. This is on Toronto, but that's on Norm Powell. That's his third. It is on Powell, so that's number 3. Second team foul for Toronto, and the Warriors will inbound from the side. Livingston, Thompson, Curry, Green, and Kevin Durant on the floor for the Warriors. 15 on the shot clock as Durant gets it into Curry. Back to KD at the top, around a Draymond Green screen, and roll. Durant right to the basket. That shot perhaps bothered, maybe even blocked by Jakob Poeltl. And the Raptors coming back the other way, left to right. Inside, here's C.J. Miles. Kicks it out, DeRozan back into the game along with Lowry. Attacking the basket to the rim. Durant met him there, and Lowry laid it in. And the Raptors are now in front by 3. The first field goal of the game for Kyle Lowry. It's 43-40, Toronto. Just over 5.5 remaining here in the first. Here's Klay Thompson dribbling into a 3, and he knocks it down. Klay is 3 of 3 from beyond the arc, and he has 13 points. Pulling out the checkbook tonight, 43-43. Kyle Lowry trying to answer, gets inside on Curry, throws it up, misses the shot. Curry in amongst the trees, gets the rebound, dribbling up the floor. Steph thought about a 3, whips it into the right plank. Durant in front of the bench, cuts it loose, and knocks it in. His first 3 of the game. Durant has 9, and the Warriors in front, 46-43. Just over 5 minutes to go here in the first. Curry fell down. DeRozan attacked, and Durant knocked it away. It's a 2-on-2. The Splash Brothers up ahead. Curry dumps it off to Livingston. DeRozan knocked it away, and he chases it down. It's a turnover. Here comes DeRozan. Gets it over into the corner. Miles, a catch-and-shoot 3 in and out. Tapped out by Poeltl to Norm Powell, and the Raptors are set it up. C.J. Miles with it on the left arc. Kevin Durant hounding him. He gives up to DeRozan, guarded by Livingston. A switch, Draymond now guarding DeRozan. Stutter step, kickoff to the corner. Facing up on Curry is Kyle Lowry, holding it low. Thought about a shot, faked it, goes baseline, cut off. Poeltl gets the loose ball, and Draymond takes it away. Up ahead to KD, a 2-on-1. Klay, a 3, got it! 49-43, and Toronto takes a timeout. Klay Thompson with 16 points and $16,000 already. We'll step aside and say thank you to Kirk Lake. Thanks for stopping by, Kirk.
Thanks for having me. That was a good run, right, while I was here?
Yes. A 9-0 run for Kirk Lake, and the Warriors in front by 6 points on the Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop. Warriors up by 6 with just over 4 minutes remaining in the second. The Raptors out of the timeout, get it to DeMar DeRozan on the right wing, and he knocks down the jumper. He has 6 points. It's the Warriors 49 and the Raptors 45. Here's Klay Thompson with it. A quick catch, 3-pointer, and that hits the front rim, the backboard, and falls off to DeLon Wright, who brings it up to the Raptors for the Raptors. Now here's Kyle Lowry. Gets it to a cutting Siakam, and he somehow reaches past Kevin Durant to lay it in. Pascal Siakam starting tonight for the Raptors, and they're back within 2, 49-47, just over 3.5 to go in the second quarter. Here's Klay Thompson, gets it from KD, up top to KD, DeLon Wright trying to guard him. Durant spins inside, and he gets fouled. This is the third team foul on Toronto. Is it on Wright or Siakam? It's on DeLon Wright, his second. And so Kevin Durant will go to the free throw line. He is one of 3 from 3 in this game. He has not shot a free throw yet tonight. His first is on the way, and that drifts right through the net softly. 50-47 Warriors, and Andre Iguodala will check in for Sean Livingston. Tim Roy off tonight. Guy Haberman in for Tim. R.C. Davis coming up at halftime. Durant gets both. And the Warriors in front, 51-47. Lowry, Wright, Siakam, DeRozan, and Ibaka on the floor for the Raps in red. As Curry guards Kyle Lowry, gives it up top to Ibaka, who had 11 points in the first quarter but hasn't scored since. He's been resting mostly. DeMar DeRozan looking for a screen. 5 seconds on the shot clock. He'll take a long 2 off the mark. That's the shot the Raptors say they don't want to take anymore. And Andre Iguodala gives it up to Draymond Green, attacking the basket, pulls up over Siakam. He puts it in. Draymond has 11, a huge fist pump. He screams at Kevin Durant in exuberant joy, and the Warriors lead 53-47. Here's Ibaka attacking, and a walk. Serge Ibaka traveled. The seventh turnover, make it the 12th turnover for the Raptors. KD quickly attacking, pulls up 17-footer over Serge Ibaka is good, and the Warriors lead 55-47. 2:35 remaining here in the second quarter. Steph Curry looking over his shoulder as he guards Kyle Lowry. Now it's Draymond Green on the switch. Now it's Kevin Durant on the switch. Lowry attacking, 4 seconds, gets inside, turnaround, fadeaway jumper from 10 feet, misses. Klay Thompson taps it out, but then the outlet pass by Draymond is intercepted by DeRozan. It gets to DeLon Wright, all alone, unattended. He misses the right wing three-pointer, and it goes out of bounds to the Warriors. He thought too long. If there's such a thing as too open, he was. The Warriors on a 15-4 extended run. Curry with it on the left wing. He has yet to make a three in this game, 0-4. He's got Ibaka on him. Now gives to Durant on the left wing. Durant, jab step, step back, 15-footer off the mark. And Serge Ibaka the rebound. He gives up to DeRozan. Under 2 minutes to go in the second. Warriors lead by a 55-47 count. DeRozan spinning inside. Curry got in there and committed the foul. That's the second on Steph. That's the first team foul inside 2 minutes. But DeRozan was shooting, so he'll go to the line, where he's 0 of 1 so far in this game. And he makes the first free throw. Front rim, back rim, and it dropped in. 55-48. Curry, the only Warrior with two fouls committed. DeRozan's second free throw goes right through. He's 2 of 2, and the Raptors are back within 6. 55-49. Warriors with the ball. Just over 90 seconds remaining in the quarter. Durant gives to Draymond Green. He wants to post up on Lowry. Nice bounce pass to a cutting KD, who missed the layup. Thought he was fouled by Siakam. Here come the Raptors the other way. Lowry around a screen. Cuts loose a three-pointer. No. Klay Thompson for the quick-handed rebound. Klay looking up the floor. Gives to Curry. Thought about a catch-and-shoot three. Throws it up. Draws the foul. Jumped into Siakam. And Curry's going to go to the line to shoot three free throws. It's the first foul on Siakam, who is pleading his case. He's saying, I went straight up and Steph jumped into me. But guarding Steph Curry along the three-point line in transition is a dangerous place to be. They're checking the replay. Kevin Cutler wanted to go to the monitor to see would this be a two or a three, and indeed Steph was attempting a two. His foot stepped inside the line, his right foot, so Curry's going to go to the free throw line, where he's 2 of 2 in this game, extending his streak this year to 41 of 41, and he's made 43 in a row going back to last season. One dribble, flips it up. He's 42 of 42 this year. We asked Steve Kerr about it during the pregame, if he's ever had a streak like this, and Steve said, I don't know if I ever had a streak like this, but Kerr, when he was 36 years old, his second to last year in the league in Portland, he was 39 of 40 from the stripe. He says 31 of them were technical free throws, and he got to the line four other times. Curry gets both. He's now 43 of 43 on the season, and Curry has 8 points. 57 of 49 Warriors, just over 60 seconds remaining in the first half. Serge Ibaka thought about a three. Durant flew by. Ibaka dribbles in. A turnaround 15-footer is too short. And Durant got all the way back under the basket for the rebound. Up ahead to Steph. A little loop-de-loop. And he got fouled as he goes to the basket. That's the first foul on Kyle Lowry. And so Steph going right back to the free throw line. He's averaging nearly 10 free throw attempts per game. And now he is ahead of that pace. He will shoot his fifth and sixth free throws of this game. Remember last year he averaged under 5 free throw attempts last year. And while Steve Kerr said pregame he doesn't expect Steph to stay at 10, he does think he'll be above that 5 number. Curry hits the first. Remember, every review is brought to you by Ring Central. Drive a seamless communication and collaboration experience for your modern workforce. Ring Central. Communicate, collaborate, and connect. Curry got the first. He's 44 of 44 on the season. make it 45 of 45. He got those as well. The franchise record is 60, set by Rick Barry. Steph himself once made 52 in a row. For consecutive free throws, Steph is 47 straight. Raptors with the basketball, down by 10. 40 seconds remaining here in the first half. DeRozan looking around on Curry. Now he pulls up from the elbow, misses the shot. Draymond Green the rebound. Warriors can go 2-for-1. Seventh rebound for Draymond, but a turnover. DeRozan took it away. Bounce pass ahead, Siakam, and he lays it up and in. 2 second differential between the game clock and the shot clock, and the 2-for-1 opportunity gone. The Warriors 59 and the Raptors 51 as Curry gets it across the midline. 15 on the shot clock. 2 more seconds remaining in the half than that. Now it's 10 on the shot clock, 12 for the half. Curry looking for a screen from Iguodala. DeRozan on the switch, gets it to Clay. Long 2 foot on the line, and he puts it in. And the Warriors have broken 60. It's 61 to 51. Bringing it up the floor is Lowry. Charges into Curry, throws it up, and he lays it in with 1.2. Durant gets it into Iguodala. He throws it up. The shot will not count. It doesn't go. And that's how the first half ends. It's the Warriors 61 and the Raptors 53 here at the break at Oracle Arena. R.C. Davis coming up next. Here on the halftime, it's the Warriors Radio Network presented by Wingstop. Begin the second half and the Warriors with the ball. And Steph Curry to start the third quarter hits his first three of the night. And he has 13 points, and the Warriors lead 64 to 53. Curry, Thompson, Pachulia, Durant, and Draymond Green on the floor. Raptors with the ball in the half court. It's DeMar DeRozan with it on the left wing. Backing down on Clay, kicks over Serge Ibaka. Fly by Draymond Green. Ibaka misses the three, and Clay Thompson there for the rebound. And he gives it out to Kevin Durant, who's going to push it up himself. He walks his way into a left wing three, and he knocks it through. KD with 16 points. His second three of the game, 67 to 54, Warriors. Rick Welch, the president and COO of the Warriors, is waiting patiently here on what has been a great night. DeMar DeRozan has it. He puts up the jumper and he reins it in. Rick, welcome.
Guy, thank you.
Great to have you. Feel free to yell in with your signature phrase at a moment's notice. Zaza Pachulia with it on the low block. Nice pass to a cutting Clay Thompson. Clay's got 20. That's $20,000 to fire relief from Clay Thompson. He had a 15-point second quarter. Just a minute and a half into the third. The Warriors lead 69-55, but Pascal Siakam answers with a quick two. Someone going to walk the ball up, Rick? Kevin Durant with it at the top. Gives over to Steph Curry. Cuts baseline. Fake pass. Now gives to Zaza. Denied. Third block for Serge Ibaka in this game. DeRozan attacking the other way. Scoops inside. It's Ibaka left unattended. A left wing three off the mark. Clay Thompson the rebound. Rick, what do you think of what Clay is doing?
I heard him pregame, and I think he really wanted to have a big game tonight for all the reasons you know, and I think he's doing it.
Here's Kevin Durant, a big game himself. He knocks in the elbow jumper. He has 18 points to go with Clay's 20, and the Warriors lead 71 to 57. It was replica ring night. It's LGBTQ night tonight, and this has been a great crowd.
The crowd is really on fire tonight. I think those rings help.
Here's Kyle Lowry with it, dribbling along the right wing, guarded by Zaza Pachulia on the switch. 6 on the shot clock, gives up to Ibaka, thinks about the long two, attacks the basket. He gets fouled by Kevin Durant. That's the second foul on KD, and he gets a hand. And now we can take a breath and have a moment, and Serge Ibaka is going to step to the line. And Rick, it's great to have you. A number of things
great to be here.
I want to address with you, but firstly, LGBTQ night, of course, you made history in 2011 as the first openly gay major sports executive. At the time, that was, I'm sure, something you got asked about in every interview. Now, you probably only get asked about it on a night like tonight.
I think that's a sign of progress, actually. It's been we get to celebrate so many members of our community, and, tonight's all about what we're always about, which is everyone's welcome here, and everyone has a place, and everyone's equal when it comes to being a fan.
Ibaka made the first free throw. What did David Stern say before you went public when you met with him, your friend?
We had a nice cup of coffee in his office about 8 o'clock one morning, and I think I did get my first official commissioner bear hug at that moment, but we remain good friends. I had lunch with him in New York a couple weeks ago.
Ibaka made both free throws, 71-59, and then Steph Curry turns it over on the other end. You of course, as a member of the league office, did so much arm-in-arm at times with David Stern. I want to ask you about something that's going on in the NBA right now, which maybe is a little under the radar, but could have big implications. Here's Kyle Lowry with a long three. That's off the mark, and Draymond Green with the rebound. Up ahead to Kevin Durant. Gives off to Klay Thompson, hounded by Kyle Lowry, well beyond the three-point arc, and Lowry fouls Klay. For Kyle, that's his second foul. You're involved in a lot of innovation. Invented the dunk contest, legend says.
Put that day together, let's okay. Put it that way.
Tony Parker is rehabbing in the G League tonight. And for baseball fans, this is something that's long been a thrill when a big leaguer rehabs. But here's Durant with it on the low block. Lowry falls down, and Durant misses the layup, and then he knocks it out of bounds. It goes back to the Rockets. What do you think the long-term implications could be of stars rehabbing in the G League?
I think we're evolving to that. And, you know, as usual, San Antonio is evolving to it a little more quickly than the other 29 teams in the league, right? They're the leaders in a lot of basketball philosophy. And I, you know, especially now, the Warriors were the first team to realize that having a team in such close proximity to your NBA team really has all kinds of benefits. And I think Tony being able to rehab there and stay in touch with his team is one.
Serge Ibaka attacking the basket and laying it in, and it's back to a 10-point game. Warriors 71, Raptors 61, 8.5 remaining. Here's Curry right to the basket. He got a little rim. That's a dunk. And the Warriors lead 73-61. Steph Curry with 15 points. He's been attacking all night. Here's Pascal Siakam all alone in the lane, and he lays it in. And Steve Kerr is going to take a timeout at 73-63, 8 minutes and 12 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. Guy Haberman here in for Tim Roy, and joined by Rick Welts, the president and COO of the Warriors. Just to finish that thought, and obviously we never want to see anybody hurt, but the Santa Cruz Warriors are going to start their season soon. For those who haven't been, it's an incredible experience. A little barn house, feels like, just over 2,000
seats.
Gotta
go. Yep, 2,500 seats, packed every night. You know, and with the advent this season of the two-way contracts as well, you're going to see more of these players you see on the Warriors bench down playing in Santa Cruz this year. And, you know, we've really been, through Joe Lacob on the competition committee, really been promoting the ability to keep more of our own G League players and have more time to teach the Warriors system without necessarily getting a player to the point that another team then gets to pluck them away from you. So we're really making progress. It's a matter of just a very few years where every NBA team will have its own owned and operated G League affiliate in a market very close to where the NBA team plays.
Chris Boucher, one of the men on that two-way contract, Jordan Bell's college teammate at Oregon, allows you 45 days of NBA service time at the maximum and still free movement down to the G League, which is great.
Yeah.
2019-2020, I know we're just starting 2017-2018, but 2019-2020 quickly approaching. What's the latest with the Chase Center? How's progress?
I'll tell you, anybody who hasn't been down by the construction site in Mission Bay ought to just take a drive by. I think there are more cranes amassed in one four-block area than I've ever seen in my life, and we're out of the ground. We're coming up now. We spent the first several months going down because we're building three levels of below-grade parking. But now you're seeing the structure start to come up. It's hard to imagine that a year from today, we will actually the building will be fully up. The roof will be intact. It'll be waterproof, and we're starting to work on the interiors. And in the summer of 19, we'll be cutting a ribbon. And plenty of time for a great lineup of concerts and other events before we tip off the first Warriors game in the 1920 season.
It's fantastic. What's it like now? It's almost, I don't want to say forgotten, but it's become old hat, this defending a championship thing, being in the championship.
No, it hasn't.
But I'm sure you're right. It never gets old. What's different about this defense? Has anything been different about this defense?
I think it's all about expectations, right? We're to imagine that the smart people in Las Vegas have decided that this team is the, you know, most likely to win a championship of any team in any league in history starting the season is something that I think, you know, those are heavy expectations. So, you know, I think this is the group that can deal with them. Been there before, done it before. And it's, you know, listen, health willing, we got a hell of a chance.
It's certainly everyone's hope here. Hang with us for a little longer, Rick.
Sure, you bet.
All right. Steph Curry along with Draymond Green, Zaza Pachulia, KD, and Clay on the floor for the Warriors. Left to right, just over 8 minutes remaining here in the third. Leading 73-63. Durant facing up on Kyle Lowry and knocking it in. And KD is the first to 20. Make that, he joins Clay. They each have 20. And it's 75-63. The last 22 points of the Warriors, Steph, Clay, and KD combining. Here's a collision inside, and it's a travel on DeMar DeRozan. That's the 13th turnover for the Toronto Raptors, who come to town once a year. Warriors have won 12 straight games here at home against Toronto, dating back to 2004. Things were really different around here in 2004.
It was a different Toronto team in 2004 as well.
It was. That's when Vince Carter was just getting old. Kyle Lowry pokes it away from KD. Lowry alley-oop. Siakam rises high and throws it down. And it's back to a 10-point game. Pascal Siakam deep into the bench for his start tonight. Valanciunas and Nogueira both injured. And Siakam has 12 points. Here's Klay Thompson with it on the baseline. Steps inside, pump fake. Good defense by DeRozan. Toronto bench wanted to travel, and now Klay throws it away, intercepted. Up ahead to Siakam, but it's Draymond right with him, and Siakam scores it. 13th turnover for the Warriors, and it's now a 14-point output for Siakam, and it's back to an 8-point game. 75-67. Warriors in front, under 7 minutes remaining. And this is, of course, now in a break zone for the NBA, which is new this year, taking out a timeout, a commercial break, and speeding the game up, which I'm sure is a great thing for fans.
I think it's, again, it's, I think pace of play is all important in the NBA, and I think Adam Silver and, again, Joe on the competition committee, you know, have really focused on how we continue to make the pace of the game a really important aspect of what we do.
6:46 remaining here in the third. And Andre Iguodala will check in for Kevin Durant, who sits down 8 of 12 shooting, 4 of 5 from 3, and 20 points for Clay. Meanwhile, KD with his 20 on 2 of 4 from beyond the arc and 8 of 14. So very efficient night for the Warriors. Here's DeMar DeRozan driving. Kick out to Siakam. He'll take a 3, and he swishes it. 4 points in 13 minutes entering tonight, and he has 17 points in 17 minutes. So far in this game, and it's back to a 5-point game. The Warriors led 61-53 at the break, led by as many as 10 in the first half, lead by 5 here, halfway through the second quarter, and a foul. Check that, a 3-second violation on the Warriors. 4 straight turnovers. 75-70, and we now are at the 6-minute mark as DeRozan walks it up. It's great to have the Warriors home, Rick, 3 in a row here at home. And we're going to get a lot of basketball games in before Halloween. Here's Serge Ibaka, who steps inside, and that's off the mark. And that also goes back, I think, probably at the heart to the competition committee.
Yeah. You mentioned the weekend game this Sunday, reminding everyone that we're now at 5:30 on Saturdays and Sundays at Oracle.
5:30 Saturdays, Sundays at Oracle. Draymond misses the shot, 75-70 with 5.5. Here's Siakam, another 3. Oh, he makes it. He's got 20. A 10-0 run for Toronto. And Rick will say thank you for your time.
Thanks, Guy. And, you know, best wishes for Tim for a speedy recovery as well.
Absolutely.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Rick Welts, the president and COO of the Warriors, kind enough to step aside. Guy Haberman here in for Tim Roy. Hopefully Tim will be back at full strength on Friday night. Here's Norm Powell throwing it away. Clay's got, or Steph rather has it, up ahead to Draymond, who was running out of room, and what a heads-up play by Draymond, who instead of trying to catch it under the basket and get stuck in no man's land, just chucked it off Kyle Lowry, who for the second time finds himself kneeling on the floor tonight. And suddenly it's become a 2-point game. 75-73. Warriors in front, under 5 minutes remaining here in the third quarter. Warriors with the basketball, 20 on the shot clock. It'll be Steph Curry inbound as Clay takes a seat. Patrick McCaw has checked into the game. Klay gets it in, or Steph rather, gets it in to Draymond Green. Now it's McCaw with it. He gives to Steph on the right arc. Curry now to Draymond Green with Kyle Lowry on him. Gives to a cutting McCaw right to the rack, and McCaw lays it in. He has 4 points. Both have been cutting to the basket, and the Warriors in front by four, 77-73, 4:40 to go in the third quarter. Lowry around a screen. Draymond Green has him on the switch. Over to Siakam. He's been on fire. Crossover dribble. Kicks it out. Lowry thought about a three. Passed it up. Steps inside. Euro step. Lays it in with a scream off the window. And the Raptors are back within two. 77-75. Curry. Nice pass to Iguodala. Up top. Draymond quickly underneath the Bell. Reverse layup. Good. Draymond Green with five assists. The Warriors lead 79-75, and a timeout taken by Toronto. We'll step aside, 4:14 remaining here in the third quarter, and the Raptors are right back in this game as the Warriors lead by four on the Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop. 4:13 remaining in the third. Raptors with the basketball. The Warriors lead 79-75. Guy Haberman here, the Cyber Policy broadcast booth, in for Tim Roy tonight. Kyle Lowry with the basketball at the top, attacking the basket. Jumps off to Jakob Poeltl, who just checked into the game. Now back to Lowry. Lost it for a moment. Chases it down in the corner. Four on the shot clock. Heaves it cross court. Siakam whips it underneath and denied at the rim. Jordan Bell takes it away from Jakob Poeltl. Warriors with the ball up by four. Green, Steph, Jordan Bell, Pat McCaw, and Andre Iguodala on the floor. It's Curry with it, guarded by Siakam on the right arc, along the baseline, behind his back, between his legs, step back, baseline jumper fading away. Catches the front rim short. DeMar DeRozan the rebound for the Raptors. Warriors 79, Raptors 75. Siakam with it, left corner, gets inside the lane, a running one-handed push shot, no. Draymond Green warding off Poeltl. He gets the rebound. Racing up the middle of the floor. Gives to McCaw. Nice over-the-shoulder pass to Iguodala. Scoop right to Bell, who lays it in. Bell now is 6 points, and the Warriors lead by six. It's 81-75. Just over 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Kyle Lowry around a screen. Crosses over to the left elbow. A high-arcing jumper. Nothing but net. Kyle Lowry has 11 points. Siakam leads the way for Toronto with 20. He's guarding Curry right now. Curry around a screen, and now it's Jakob Poeltl on him. Look out. Curry backing up. Everyone clearing out. Curry crosses over. Poeltl trying to stay with him. Curry into the lane. Left hand high off the glass. He scores. Steph has 17 points, and the Warriors lead 83-77. Toronto pushing it back up the floor. Here's DeRozan cutting to the basket. A finger roll on the assist from Lowry. DeRozan now with 12. And it's 83-79 Warriors. 2 minutes and 20 seconds to go in the third. Patrick McCaw at the logo. Gives to Jordan Bell. Now back to McCaw. Bounce pass at the top of the key. Draymond Green to a cutting Curry. Push shot from 13. And it rolls out somehow. That ball was halfway down and popped back out. Kyle Lowry with it. Spinning on to Curry. Into the lane. Curry took it away. A steal for Steph. And now he's racing up the floor. A three on three. Thought about a three. Pull up. Gives to Draymond. And he's fouled. Couldn't finish the shot. But Draymond Green at the front of the rim. It was C.J. Miles who picked up his first foul. And Draymond's going to go to the line. The Warriors are 11 of 12 tonight from the free throw stripe. Carried by Steph's 6 of 6 free throw performance in the first half. If you're keeping track, Steph has now made 47 in a row going back to last year and 45 of 45 so far this season. This is Draymond's turn. And Draymond's been good at the stripe as well. He makes that, so he's 3 of 3 tonight. He's now 9 of 10 on the year. DeLon Wright is going to check in for Toronto. Pascal Siakam has a rest now with 20 points, a new career high. He had four games in double figures all of last season. Green makes the second, got both free throws. 85-79 Warriors. DeRozan jogs it up. Also into the game, OG Anunoby for Toronto. Here's DeRozan crossing over on McCaw. Got into the air, got stuck. Gives to Anunoby. Left corner 3-0. Poeltl battling for the rebound. He knocked it out of bounds. He thought it was off Iguodala. Went towards the Warrior bench. And has the official changed his mind? It's Kane Fitzgerald. And he did. He changes his mind. Which I give him credit. He thought about it for a second. Maybe Poeltl's influence, but Let's take a look at the replay. I think he's right. I think to switch it was the correct thing to do. And so the ball goes to Toronto, comes in from the corner, comes into Jakob Poeltl. Now DeRozan with it between the logo and the circle. Over to DeLon Wright on the right arc. DeLon Wright. Curry fell down, so Wright a clear path to the basket. Nice adjustment. He lays it in. He gets fouled by Jordan Bell. Kevin Durant ended up on his back. The foul on Bell is his second. And so now free throws coming for Wright. That's his first points of the game, and this is his first trip to the line. He was in double-digit scoring in each of the first two games for Toronto this year before a four-point performance Monday night against the Spurs. The free throw is up and good. The Raptors are 12 of 13 from the line, and despite shooting 21% from three, they are within three. It's 85-82 Warriors, 90 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. Curry with it along the right baseline, dribbling under the basket, whips a pass, Iguodala into the lane, turns around, kicks it over to Steph, left corner, three-pointer on the way. He's got it, and a word for the Raptors from in front of the bench. Steph now with 20. He, Clay, and KD have evenly distributed 60 points in this game. But DeRozan with a soft jumper answers on the other end, and it's 88-84. DeRozan now 6 of 9 shooting. He has 14. Warriors in front by 4. Here's Curry. Another 3. Knocks it in. Steph with a game-high 23 points. He was 0 of 4 from beyond the arc in the first half, and he's 3 of 3 here in the second. It's the Warriors 91 and the Raptors 84. Under 50 seconds remaining in the third quarter. DeRozan crosses over top of the key. Now from 14 feet away. Gets caught in the air. Nearly threw it away. DeLon Wright has it. Gets it underneath. And Anobi kicks it out. DeRozan, a long 2 foot on the line. He got it just as the shot clock was preparing to expire. 91-86, Warriors in front. Maybe a quick 2-for-1. It is. A long 3. Steph thought he had it, but it goes in and out and banks off the backboard. But the Warriors could get one last shot here. There's about a 3.5-second differential between the game clock and the shot clock. The shot clock is at 10 seconds. The game clock just under 14. DeRozan dribbling at the logo. Coming around a screen. Curry picks him up. Now retreats. Iguodala picks up DeRozan between his legs. Step back. Long two. Not a great shot, and he missed it. Poeltl, though, gets the rebound. Kicked up to KD, who pulls it down. And that is how the third quarter ends. 20 for KD, 20 for Clay, 23 for Steph, and yet the Warriors in front by just 5. And we go to the fourth. It's 91-86 over Toronto on the Warriors Radio Network presented by Wingstop. Into the fourth quarter we go with the Warriors leading 91-86. Raptors with the basketball in the half court. It's Kyle Lowry holding it, guarded by Klay Thompson. Klay on the floor with David West, Andre Iguodala, Kevin Durant, and Sean Livingston. Lowry getting inside, but he misses the runner, and David West the rebound. One quarter to play. Guy Haberman in for Tim Roy here tonight. Kyle Lowry down 4 of 12 shooting in this game. Klay Thompson has 20. Durant also on the floor, and he has 20. Steph getting a rest with his 23 points. Here's KD fading from the baseline over OG and Anobi. No man's land for the rookie. And KD now with 22. It's 93-86. Here's DeLon Wright for the Raptors. Gives it over now to C.J. Miles. He tried a hook pass. It was taken away. Sean Livingston with it. 3-on-3. Tried to go no look. Had it knocked away. Touches it back to West, who lays it in over his shoulder. David West with 4 points, and the Warriors lead 95-86. And now this crowd getting into it. Kyle Lowry around a screen to the top. Got West in the air. Now gives inside to DeLon Wright. Lost it underneath. Iguodala gets the rebound. Up ahead to Clay. Now to West. Try to bounce pass to Durant, and it was nearly stolen. Ended up knocked out of bounds by DeLon Wright. And turnover on the other end was the 16th for Toronto. DeLon Wright, OG Anunoby, C.J. Miles, Jakob Poeltl, and Kyle Lowry for the Raptors. Quick inbounds. It gets underneath. West! A step through and a left-handed hammer. And the Warriors lead 97-86. And that's a quick trigger for Dwayne Casey. He's going to take a timeout. Warriors 97, Raptors 86. 10.5 to go in the fourth on the Warriors Radio Network presented by Wingstop. 97-86, Warriors leading here at Oracle Arena from the Cyber Policy Broadcast booth. Protect your company's home court. Warriors first of a three-game homestand, Raptors second of a six-game road trip. 10 minutes and 30 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. Guy Haberman here in for Tim Roy. The Warriors one assist away from 30, and that brings this into play. Since the beginning of last year, the Warriors are 51-2 when they reach the 30-assist mark. Only Houston has beat them in that stretch. Klay Thompson, David West, Kevin Durant, Sean Livingston, Andre Iguodala on the floor. And on defense right now, the Raptors with it in the half court, moving right to left. Kyle Lowry gives it to Anobi inside. Now Poeltl, a low block floater over West. And the Warriors just can't seem to get away from the Raptors. It's 97-88. Poeltl has 8 points. The Raptors have had to go deep into their big man bench with Valanciunas and Lucas Nogueira both out with ankle injuries. Here's Sean Livingston giving it back to Iguodala. He'll step back alone, a right corner three. That rattles off. Iguodala has not scored in almost 23 minutes tonight. 97-88 Warriors, under 10 minutes remaining in the fourth. Here's Lowry, turnaround, fading. Free throw line jumper, no. But Anunoby, the rebound. A fresh 24 for the Raps. DeLon Wright holding it on the right arc. On his left hip, directing traffic. Iguodala staring into his eyes. DeLon Wright attacks to the free throw line. Cut off. Kicks out. Here's a three. Good. OG Anunoby with his second three of the game. He has six in 15 minutes. Points, that is. And it's 97-91. Toronto has some fight. There's no doubt about that. As we tick towards 9 minutes remaining here in the fourth quarter. Livingston with it, gives off to Klay Thompson. Klay at a 15-point second quarter. He's attacking here, throws it off the window, can't hit, but David West is there to clean it up and dunk it through with both hands, ripping the rim down, and it's 99-91 with under nine now remaining in the fourth. C.J. Miles handling. Tried to get it inside to Poeltl. It got knocked around, then got to Poeltl. Ended up in the hands of Anunoby, who puts it in. 99-93. The Warriors in front by six. 8.5 to go here in the fourth. Durant with it on the left wing. Durant around a West screen. Now circles back. Poeltl on him. Durant baseline. Underneath. Knocked out of bounds. Fouled on a pass. That's C.J. Miles' second foul, and it's the first team foul on the Raptors here in the fourth quarter. Correction, the foul is on Jakob Poeltl, not on Miles. Second on Poeltl. And now delay a game warning has been called on Sean Livingston on the inbound. That's charged to the Warriors, so next is a tech. He does get it into Kevin Durant, who holds it under his right arm. Now gives to David West. Klay trying to post up, and Poeltl took away the inbound pass from West, and now it's whistled that it's Raptors basketball. David West can't believe it, but the Raptors get the ball. He was trying to post up Klay, and Poeltl got a hand in, a good quick hand. It's a 6-point deficit. Looking at the replay, it was definitely not out on the Warriors. Here's a miss. Poeltl, a cleanup and a put in. He's had a good sequence. And now things just a little hectic with the Warriors only up by four. And Steve Kerr is going to take a timeout. Warriors 99 and the Raptors 95. 8:04 remaining in the fourth on the Warriors Radio Network presented by Wingstop. Back at the Cyber Policy Broadcast booth, Guy Haberman in for Tim Roy tonight. And the Warriors leading 99-95 with 8 minutes remaining in the fourth, taking on the Toronto Raptors here at Oracle Arena. Durant gives to Iguodala on the floor with Green, Thompson, and Sean Livingston. Iguodala back to Durant. A 21-footer, front rim, and a weak side rebound off the miss to DeLon Wright, who's on the floor with DeMar DeRozan, Kyle Lowry, Poeltl, and OG Anunoby. Here's DeMar DeRozan, inside jump shot, knocked away by Iguodala before he could get it up. But the loose ball corralled by DeLon Wright. Now seven on the shot clock, right around a screen. Top of the key, crossover, Green guarding, trying to get away. Goes up with a left hand, and Draymond Green is whistled for the foul. For Draymond, that's his first foul here at the 7:25 mark of the fourth quarter. But now DeLon Wright is going to go to the free throw line. And we talked about Steph's streak. Steph 6 of 6 in the first half, has not shot a free throw in the second, but he's 45 of 45 this year and 47 in a row. DeLon Wright is 15 of 15 this year from the free throw line. And his first of two is on the way, and he made it. It's 99-96. Second free throw up and good, and it's now 99-97. Warriors led by as many as 14 in this game, led by 10 at the break, led by 5 after three quarters. Draymond Green loses the ball, just trying to handle it at the top, and Pirtle took it away. And now it's a fast break layup on the other end for DeLon Wright. It's tied 99-99. An exasperated Steve Kerr calls a timeout, and the Warriors have now given up 18 points off turnovers. We'll step aside. 7:10 remaining in the fourth on the Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop. Out of the timeout, the Warriors get a straightaway look at a two from Kevin Durant, who knocks it in. 101-99, 6:40 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Warriors leading the Raptors by 2 points after the Raptors just tied it. Here's DeMar DeRozan on the other end. A baseline jumper. He's fouled by Sean Livingston. That's Sean's first foul. Second team foul on the Warriors. And so DeMar DeRozan is going to go to the free throw line, where he's been 82% this year. And he's 2 of 3 tonight. He has 16 points for the Raptors, and the first free throw is on in the way, and good. DeRozan is third in the NBA. He averages 11 free throw attempts per game. The Warriors have done a good job against him. This will be his fifth attempt upcoming, and he's got that. 2 of 2. And it's 101-101. We're tied again. Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, Sean Livingston, the lineup. Under 6.5 to go in the fourth. Screen and roll. KD with a nice pass to Draymond Green, who gets fouled by Jakob Poeltl. And so Draymond is going to go to the line, where he's 4 of 4 tonight. Warriors as a team, 13 of 14 from the free throw stripe. Steph has 6, all of them in the first half. Draymond's first, a line drive that rolls around and drops in. Draymond one rebound away from a double-double. He has 14 and 9, as well as 5 assists. Draymond, one deep breath, arms by his side. He stares at the rim, two dribbles, and the second free throw is true. And the Warriors lead back up to 2. 103-101, 6:20 remaining in the fourth. DeLon Wright dribbles up. He's on the floor with Jakob Poeltl, Kyle Lowry, DeMar DeRozan, and Serge Ibaka. Wright gives it over to DeMar DeRozan, guarded by Klay Thompson along the left flank. Beyond the three-point line, now he gets inside. Pump fake, turnaround, nothing there. To the short porch to Poeltl, battling with Draymond Green. Gets into the lane, kicks out, catch and shoot. Lowry, 3, and he's got it. And the Raptors have the lead, 104-103, their first lead since the 5:51 mark in the second quarter. Warriors trying to answer. Here's Durant underneath, fouled as he falls to the ground. He misses the shot, but he'll go to the line and get 2 free throws. That's on Kyle Lowry. That's his third. And so Kevin Durant to the stripe to try and get the lead back for the Warriors. Durant leads all scorers with 24. Steph has 23 as he's standing beyond the three-point line right now. And Durant misses the first free throw. Klay Thompson has 20. 15 of Klay's coming in the second quarter. So now the best the Warriors can do here is tie. 5:50 remaining in the fourth. A shrug from Kevin Durant, and his second free throw is good. 1 of 2. It's 104-104. Just over 5.5 remaining here in the fourth. DeRozan walks it across. The Warriors have beat the Raptors here at Oracle 12 straight times. DeRozan steps at the elbow. Fading jumper, no. Jakob Poeltl, another offensive rebound. DeLon Wright left all alone, so he'll trigger a three but missed. And Steph Curry alone underneath for the rebound. Here comes Steph left to right, dribbling between his legs at the top. Now gives to Durant. right wing, three-pointer, front rim, and there's Lowry alone for a rebound of his own. Lowry right to left, 104-104. Lowry, a deep three-pointer, in and out. The ball tipped out, but Sean Livingston called for the foul. Over the back, trying to rebound with Jakob Poeltl. It's the second on Livingston. And the third team foul on the Warriors. Boy, Poeltl has been a beast underneath. Crowd reacting to the replay here. Andre Iguodala on the bench with a shirt half over his shoulders, standing up, palms to the sky. Steve Kerr shaking his head. Jaren Collins talking to the official. Steve pointing and gesturing. And the Raptors have the ball. They inbound to the top to DeMar DeRozan. It's a tie game, 104-104. 5 minutes to go here in the fourth. DeRozan dribbling over to the left arc, guarded by Klay Thompson. Around to the Ibaka screen. Durant on him, hand in the face. DeRozan misses the long two. Ball tapped in the air, and Poeltl comes away with it. Another offensive board. His sixth rebound. His 14th total rebound for Poeltl. Here's DeRozan getting inside. DeRozan in the air. Good defense by Durant. And Draymond comes away with it. A three-on-two as he pushes. Gives off to Steph Curry, left arc. Poeltl is guarding. Whips a pass. Cutting Durant. Fouled. He misses the shot. Slams the ball down in frustration. But KD's going to go back to the line. With that previous rebound, Draymond now with 10. And he has a double-double, 15 and 10. As Durant, who is just one of two at the line, is going to step back to the stripe. 4:36 to go in the third, and the Warriors and Raptors tied at 104. Durant spins the ball, knocked kneed as he stares at the rim, and now flips the first free throw up, and he misses that. Puts his hands on his hips and takes a slow walk. Dwayne Casey's going to take a timeout, and so KD will have a chance at the line to give the Warriors the lead when we return. It's the Warriors 104, Toronto 104, 4:36 to go in the fourth on the Warriors Radio Network presented by Wingstop. 104-104 here at Oracle Arena with 4 minutes and 36 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. The Warriors trying to extend their home winning streak against the Raptors dating back to 2005 to 13 games. 2004, the last time Toronto won here at Oracle Arena. I'm Guy Haberman in for Tim Roy tonight. The Warriors have gotten 25 points from Kevin Durant, 23 from Steph Curry, 20 from Klay Thompson, and a double-double from Draymond Green. Meanwhile, for Toronto, Pascal Siakam, an emergency starter, so to speak, leads the way with 20. DeMar DeRozan with 18, 15 for Serge Ibaka, and 14 for Kyle Lowry. Kevin Durant missed a free throw before the Raptors took a timeout, and so here comes his second free throw, trying to give the Warriors the lead. It's on the way, and it's good. 105-104 with 4:35 to go here in crunch time. Kyle Lowry will walk it up right to left for the Raptors with Klay Thompson guarding him. Top of the key and out of the left wing to Jakob Poeltl. Poeltl, one dribble handoff to Lowry. Screen and roll. Poeltl inside. Durant came over to help, and Poeltl scored anyway. Jakob Poeltl with 12 points to go with his 14 rebounds. And Toronto back in front. 106-105. Curry with it at the top. Little scoop pass to Klay around a screen. A three-pointer, no. And DeLon Wright the rebound. 4 minutes to go here in the fourth. Raptors up by one. DeLon Wright stutter step. Goes baseline. Bumped by Curry. Gives to a cutting DeRozan, who comes soaring through for a two-handed slam. There's a Raptors flag being waved behind the Warrior bench. And Toronto's in front. 108-105. Curry trying to answer a long straightaway three. Rattles out as the crowd oohs and ahs. Lowry tries to attack the basket, nearly threw it away, came to Serge Ibaka. Now DeLon Wright with it, dribbling at the top. 11 on the shot clock for Toronto, leading by three. Wright attacks, kick out. Ibaka thought about a three, put it on the floor, and then he traveled. The 18th, make that the 17th turnover for Toronto. And the Warriors' defense was scrambling a little bit. That a break. 3:20 to go in the fourth. Warriors trailing 108-105. Curry walking it up along the near sideline, left to right, pointing Kevin Durant. directing him to go to the top. Draymond Green also waving at Iguodala. Curry dribbles around, loses Poeltl. Step back three, back rim, missed it. And the Raptors come away with the ball. 3 minutes to go in the fourth. The Warriors trail by three. Lowry gives to DeMar DeRozan. Right arc, Curry guarding him. DeRozan dribbling towards the corner. Spins towards the basket. 15-footer bottoms. And the Raptors are now in front by 5 points to match their largest lead. 110-105. 2:40 to go. Curry make that. Clay gets it on a little pass, cutting the basket, curling, and Clay is able to lay it in. Klay Thompson with 22 points now. He had 18 in the first. 110-107. That was a nice pass. The sixth assist, by the way, from Draymond Green. Here's Kyle Lowry giving to DeMar DeRozan. A chant of defense emanating here at Oracle Arena. The fans getting on their feet behind this basket as Toronto has DeRozan with it, and he's fouled, taking a jump shot with 2 seconds on the shot clock. That's the second on Draymond. That's the fourth team foul here with 2 minutes and 13 seconds remaining, and that certainly was a foul. Draymond got him across the arm. And so DeRozan tying his shoe before he shoots his free throws. He has 22 to lead the Raptors. And he's come on here in the second half. The first free throw, a high arcer that spins right through. And it's now 110 to make it 111 to 107 Raptors. Raptors coming off a close loss in San Antonio on Monday night as DeRozan makes the second. And it's 112-107 now. Toronto in front. Just over 2 minutes remaining here in the fourth. Iguodala with it at the top, looking for Steph. Instead, it's Draymond Green on the left wing. Now up top to KD, guarded by Ibaka. Crossover into the lane. Loses the ball off of Ibaka at 156. But they can look at this if they want. Certainly the Toronto bench asking for the officials to go look at the replay under 2 minutes, and they're going to go do that. And all the Raptors immediately reacted as if the call was wrong. And so as they look at the replay, we'll look at the replay. And at first look, it's hard to tell if KD forced out or if it clipped Jakob Poeltl. This call under review is sponsored by Ring Central. Drive a seamless communication and collaboration experience for your modern workforce. Ring Central, communicate, collaborate, and connect. This is hard to tell. Kane Fitzgerald, Kevin Cutler, Mark Lindsay, our officiating crew. It's Kane Fitzgerald who's looking at the monitor right now on the headset with Secaucus. Just beside the Brooklyn Bridge. Looking at a large monitor and a couple pairs of eyes staring back at the replay center. And there's nothing there that looks like it's going off of a Raptor. And as we're getting another look here on TV, I think this is going to be out of bounds to Toronto. I think it's going to be off of KD. RC, what's Tim Roy's record on replay reviews so far this season? Does this go to Tim's record like Luke Walton? Or so I'm playing with house money here, right? All right. So I'm going to say this ball goes back to Toronto. Let's see. And the call has been overturned. That one goes to the Raptors, and it's the right call. Now we're looking at the super zoom in. So it was the impetus for that ball going out of bounds. Kevin Durant's hand pushing it. We're under 2 minutes, 1:56 to go in the fourth, and that's a big possession. The Warriors trail by five. It's 112-107, 17 turnovers for the Warriors. DeMar DeRozan spinning into the lane, getting inside, dump off Poeltl, blocked at the rim by Draymond Green. Ball is loose. Klay picks it up. Klay pushing it up the floor left to right for the Warriors. Over to Draymond now attacking. High dribble. Cross court. Durant almost lost it. Iguodala. Now to Steph at the top. Steph into the lane. Steph a scoop. Spins off the window and it drops through. And the Warriors are within three. 112-109. Fans now rising in unison with a minute 20 to go here in the fourth. Raptors with the lead. Kyle Lowry dribbling the ball. 10 on the shot clock for Toronto. Lowry hunched over, crosses over, attacks on Clay, stops on a dime, puts it up, misses the shot. Draymond is 11th rebound. Here comes Durant, left to right. Warriors down three. A three on the way. Buries it. And we're tied at 112. Mama Durant in the house, and she likes that. That looked a lot like a certain three in the NBA Finals. Same spot in rhythm, transition. Kevin Durant cut it loose. 102 remaining in the fourth. 112-112. We'll take this break. Brought to you by Lucky. A minute and 2 seconds remaining in the fourth, and they're all on their feet here at Oracle Arena. It's Toronto 112, the Warriors 112. Kevin Durant just hit a three to tie it up. A transition rhythm triple for KD. Klay, KD, Steph, Draymond, and Andre Iguodala on the floor for the Warriors. Toronto with DeRozan, Lowry, DeLon Wright, Jakob Poeltl, and Serge Ibaka. It's DeRozan with it at the top. Guarded by Iguodala. Jab step, straight away, 16-footer, too short. Durant the rebound. 45 seconds remaining. A tie game here in the fourth. Durant dribbling at the logo. It's Poeltl guarding him. That's good news for KD. He's crossed over on the right arc. Crosses over again. Jab step. Attack. Step back. Gives to Curry. Here's a three. He got it. 115 to 112. 30 seconds remaining in the fourth. DeRozan jogging it up. A three-point Warrior lead on an 8-0 run. Lowry with it around the screen. Attacking the basket. Bumps away. And Klay with the block. Klay Thompson denies him. Shot clock off. Durant has it. Up ahead to Klay. A three-point lead. Toronto has to hurry. They've got a foul. They can't. And now a whistle and a foul. Finally. Took them forever in a three-point game to get that foul with the shot clock off. And that's good news for the Warriors. 5.1 remaining. Kyle Lowry was down on the other end of the floor, holding his elbow. He thought he was fouled. What a denial by Klay. A chase down by Kevin Durant. And Steph Curry, by the way, has 28 points. And now he's going to go to the free throw line, where he's 6 of 6 tonight, where he's 45 of 45 on the season, and where he's made 47, make it 48 in a row, dating back to last year. And it's now a four-point lead. Boy, Dwayne Casey has to be beside himself. His team wasted, what, 10 seconds trying to foul. And it probably cost him a chance at the game. MVP chance. Steph makes both. He was 4 of 7 from beyond the arc in the second half. He is 8 of 8 from the line tonight. And it's now a 5-point Warrior lead, 117-112. And Steph Curry has 30. 5.1 remaining in the fourth. This timeout brought to you by Lucky. 5.1 seconds remaining here in the fourth quarter. Warriors leading 117-112. Mama Durant with a big wave on the video board as she gets a cheer. Big threes from Steph Curry and Kevin Durant, and then two big free throws from Steph, plus a Klay Thompson block all in the last seconds. And the Warriors are leading here by five. Toronto will inbound from the side after their timeout. It'll be C.J. Miles to bring it in. Miles looking, looking, gets it into Poeltl. Still looking. Well, this is just about it. He tries to get it to the corner. Curry took it away, and the Warriors win it. 117-112.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.